How about the devil? You heard any other terms for him?
Yeah, slew foot of forked tongue and but I about all I've heard of all slew foot and forked tongue and old bad boy, booger boy, booger, they say the booger against you, the mm-hmm. bad man.
Mm-hmm.
They call it bad man and the booger. But there's a lot of them bad men and boogers walking around.
Yeah. They said the ones to be scared of is alive, but it's not the dead ones.
That's right.
And how about when somebody dies and they take them to the church?
The people set up with them. That's a tradition. You have to take them home and set up with them, and then if they have what they call a family night, all the friends come to meet them
mm-hmm.
and meet up with them and pay their condolences.
Mm-hmm.
They still do that,
mm-hmm.
but we use the mourns now. It's more convenient,
mm-hmm.
the funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to keep them at home.
And then would they take them to the church?
Yeah, take them to the church, preach their funeral, and then put them in the cemetery. Most churches has a cemetery right close by.
Yeah.
Most of them do. They generally preach the funeral in the church that they're going to bury them in the mm-hmm. office, so they don't have to part of home. That's a tradition.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you remember when they used to make their own
coffin? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure do. My mama was an undertaker for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I'd follow her, when a woman in the community died,
mm-hmm.
they'd come get my mama, she'd go wash them and put them on that old board. Had an old slab board, she'd lay them up on it, cross their arms, you know,
mm-hmm.
until they got stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd wash them down, brush their hair and dress them.
Mm-hmm.
And then help put them in the coffin, no homemade coffin.
Huh.
Yeah, they didn't quit that until I think it was in the 50s around here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had store casket, but they didn't use
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Not so low that you got to put them up. They got to put them in the vaults. They got to have a casket in a vault, right?
Mm-hmm.
But back then, they used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after they'd rot and deteriorate, no coffin would rot. They'd have to take no mules and carts and good. They used to keep the graves mounted up, you know, and
uh-huh.
purged. Well, when they would deteriorate after a year or so, they would sink down. And they'd have grave cleaning. About the one that was sunk down, they'd go out in the field, get dirt, come back and pack, fix it up, purge it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And put shells and ornaments or whatever.
Just the people from the church.
The ones that loved them.
Their
loved ones.
Yeah.
But they got one now, they put them out in these memorial graveyards and forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that ain't just as well off. Let the dead rest.
Yeah. That was always a time that everybody get together at the
what
decoration, they call it.
Grave cleaning. They would call it grave cleaning. Uh-huh. We pass the word around. They still do that.
Uh-huh.
But they still do that in these community cemeteries or at the churches.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They do that. Yeah. Right on.